I'd been keeping tabs on Kinnear myself, so I've got a pretty good feel for what she did in his case, and I'd guess she used the same technique with most of the others. With variations, of course. But put more simply, she identified the people most at risk because of their association with the Circle. And she arranged, years ago in Kinnear's case at least, a network to get them out quickly and quietly in an emergency. Her idea of how to maintain operational security makes anyone else we've seen yet, even you, Your Highness, he smiled at Narman, look positively garrulous too. I'll guarantee you that not one of the people she was arranging to rescue knew any more about her plans than Kinnear himself did. That way, if one of them was taken, he couldn't expose the existence of the network to anyone else. And I'm just about as certain that the people she'd contacted to do the rescuing had no idea who she was or how to initiate contact with her. It was a cellular system, sleeper cells they used to call them back on old Earth, that was already in place and waiting long before Clinton discovered the Circle's existence. All she had to do was get the prearranged execution orders to her extraction teams. It sounds like we need to hire her to work for you, Narman, Caleb said, looking over at the rotund little Emeraldian with a flickering smile. It sounds to me, Your Grace, as if we need to create her own special bureau and put her in charge of clandestine operations, Narman replied very seriously indeed. I've never attempted anything on the scale Merlin's describing, and certainly not right under the Inquisition's nose, but I think I have a feel of the difficulties, and for the degree of forethought and planning involved. I realize she had years, decades, to put all this in place, but I'm still deeply impressed. Well, Merlin's expression had been sober. Now it went positively grim. I agree with you that I'm impressed, Your Highness, but don't expect her to be. He inhaled deeply. She may have gotten 200 people out. From what Owls picked up, though, Clinton's arrested almost 2,000.
2,000?
Charlian repeated very softly and carefully, her tone stricken, and Merlin nodded slowly. Wilson's Circle was larger than we suspected, he said heavily. In addition to him and his brother, there were at least 20 other vicars. There may well have been more. At this point, according to the remotes Owl left in Zion, he's arrested over 30. In addition, he's arrested the families of all of the accused vicars, aside from the ones Angelic got out, as well as every member of the vicars' personal staffs and their families. And they've arrested 50 bishops and archbishops, and all of their immediate families as well.
30 vicars?
Stainer shook his head, his expression as shocked as Merlin had ever seen it.
That's a tenth part of the entire vicarate.
I'm aware of that, Your Eminence, and I don't think he's done yet. It's obvious he's taking this opportunity to purge the vicarate of everyone he thinks might have the courage to oppose him. And Merlin's Pika's face was carved granite. The Inquisition has already announced it intends to apply the full rigor of the Book of Schuler to any vile, forsworn, and damnable traitor who has betrayed his vows to God, the Archangels, and Mother Church, no matter who he may be or what office he may have attained, and to their families as well. Charlian's hand rose to cover her mouth, and Caleb swore viciously in a savage undertone. Narman's expression didn't actually change at all, and yet there was a peculiar hardening, an icy thing more sensed than seen, in his eyes. And Seahamper's expression was a fitting mirror for Caleb's fury. But Stainer's was, in many ways, the most frightening of all. Michael Stainer was a gentle, compassionate, and loving man. Anyone who'd ever met him realized that. But there was another side to that gentleness and compassion, a fiercely protective side. The side which had made him truly a shepherd. And at that moment, when Merlin looked at the Archbishop of Caris, what he saw was a shepherd standing between his flock and one of Safehold's six-legged catamounts, with a hunting spear in his hands and murder in his heart.